Hey, Drew here. Just letting you know to fast forward to, well, if you want something interesting, you can fast forward to minute 24, or thereabouts, 24 and a half, 25, and you can actually hear when we really get into discussing the most recent Harry Potter movie and books. But there's a couple funny things before then. I don't know, your call. Check it out. Check out our website, all that good jazz. Check out our Frapper account. Talk to you guys later. Okay, hello and welcome to episode number 35.
Try it! You know it!
You couldn't tell.
Blow it.
It's very loud in here. Oh, you turned it up? He's so obnoxious. Don't you hate him? I hate him.
Sit down!
This is not the last... We just recorded like half a second, and it was no good.
Well, it was no good because the Jew can't talk.
Okay, so let's go. You start talking. Let's hear about it.
Let's go. You're hearing it.
Okay, well, fine. I'll start off. I got into two colleges. You the Annie.
Yeah, because you applied in October.
Hey, doesn't matter. It's because I'm brilliant.
Sure, with your four APs.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I got into Colorado School of Mines, which, I don't know if I'll go there or not. Well, I won't go there. Because I also got into Michigan, which is where I want to go more.
What, MIT?
No, are you retarded?
Okay, I don't know the colleges.
Michigan? What's MIT stand for?
No idea.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You're so uneducated.
Sure, that's why I have 8 APs.
MIT
as is... opposed to 4!
Exactly. And that's why I've gotten into 2 colleges and you haven't gotten into any. Okay, so anyways, MIT is Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Not exactly the same place as Michigan.
Where's Massachusetts in relation to Michigan, then?
You don't know American geography?
Obviously not.
You're a fool.
No. I know world geography. I don't know American.
Michigan is not that close. I mean, they're close. They're the same parallel about, but not next. They're like kind of next to each other. Not really close to each other. Okay, Michigan's by the lakes, by the Great Lakes. Is the one shaped like a mitten?
Yeah, once again.
You're aware of the mitten shapes?
Nope.
It's cold, so there were mittens. Okay, and Massachusetts is like...
It doesn't matter,
New York
just talk.
Here.
I don't care.
Okay, so anyways, yeah, I got into University of Michigan, which is a good engineering program. So yeah, that's one of my first choice is Cornell, and I find out December 15th if I get in. Cornell in Ithaca, New York.
Just in case.
Well, no, there's another Cornell. I talked to Kevin about this. Right. Okay, so, next order of business. Go ahead.
I don't know what the next order of business is.
You have stuff to talk about.
So all you've got to talk about is that?
Right now, yeah.
So basically...
No, I'll think of stuff as you go.
Sure you will. Okay. In other news, more important news, my news. Some good stuff... What? Yes. You may not have any.
I gave you someone you may
So what? I don't care. Yeah, you can have one. Okay, in other,
like
okay.
Four, but okay.
I have a couple of... I'll smack you. on last Saturday night, or Friday night, sorry, it was about 12 in the morning, and I was kind of bored, and I was online, so I am this dude.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to say his name. That's going to be clever.
We do names now, remember?
No, we don't.
Okay, we don't.
Exactly. Anyway, so... He was like, we were talking about music because he's one of the co-founders of the Music Appreciation Club. Actually, he's like the dictator or whatever. Personally, he's the club. So we were talking about music, and he's like, recommend me some metal. So I said, dude, all I got is like Pantera, Metallica, Slayer, System of a Down, Tool, only that kind of stuff. And then he's like, dude, I got to bring you over some metal. So he comes over at 12:30 with this huge CD collection. There are like 68 CDs in there.
He came over in the middle of the night?
At 12:30. He calls my house... And my dad answers the phone, so my dad's like, he's like, is Prakash there? And my dad's like, do you want me to wake him up for you? So he's like, no. And I was waiting for him outside, so my feet were basically numb, and he went by 3 times without seeing me, which is really weird.
Because you blend in
with
the night.
No, I wore my Stanford jacket, which is red, so I should have been visible.
Your brown overpowers.
Anyway, so we basically stood up till 4 in the morning,
but he stayed
listening to music. Oh, no, he went home at 4.
Yeah, but he stayed over here till 4?
Yeah. Listening to music.
Wait,
it was
this was
so much
night?
Fun. Last Saturday, early Saturday morning.
This is why you couldn't record, because you've done nothing but listen to music.
No. That's because I had work.
I know, because you pulled it off. That was what I mean. Houses don't like that. That's why I'm in two colleges. Nanny.
But you're not going to go to either.
If I get into Cornell. Which I hope I get into.
You've only applied to three colleges.
No, but those are... Michigan's a really good school. It's one of my top choices.
What are the other ones?
Cornell, UPenn, Rice. That's right, Rice. I'm going to go there and eat some rice. It's in Texas.
Why Texas?
Because there's good music in Texas.
All you'll get is, like, Republicans.
There's awesome music in Texas. You're such an idiot. There really is. There's good folk music in Texas.
It's not folk! It's folk!
Fine, there's good folk music in Texas.
There's nothing good in Texas.
Lots of fat people.
Once again, they're not brown, so they're not good.
Oh. They're tan. Kind of
that's
brown.
It's not the same.
Okay. So, what do you need to talk about? I can't remember. I can't believe I don't remember anything I need to talk about.
I can. You're senile. Anyway.
Okay.
We'll move on to me then.
Next order of business, I'm senile.
I'm better. I lost my... Okay, so we listen to music
until
like 4 in the morning, and I wake up at like 1:30 in the afternoon.
I roll out of bed.
Oh my
you should play
God.
That song.
No,
we have
we
rights
shouldn't.
To it. Not rights to
care.
It, we have rights to play it.
I don't care. No.
Fine.
We need to do a music episode.
Yeah, we do.
Because I have so much music now, it's ridiculous.
Well, you have to get permission. Yes,
we'll only play a small clip, we'll not play the whole song.
You find me documented government papers saying that we can do
it's
that.
It's in the Constitution!
No, it's not!
Yes, it is!
No, the right to your property is in there, and it's music people's property.
Oh, don't argue with me, I'm
you
better than
it.
You. I own it. I own everything.
So, you get permission?
Anyway! I'm better, so let me continue talking.
Okay,
that's
continue.
Right. I shall. And that was an implied acknowledgement of my greatness, by the way.
Okay, fine. I don't even care anymore.
So...
There's no point in arguing.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, okay. So we listened to... I woke up at, like, 1:30. And then we were planning to do something later that day with two other people. But it didn't actually work out till, like, 10:30 at night. So they get here at 10:30. And we basically, like, listen to music till, like, 11:55.
What music?
Zeppelin, Sabbath... Metallica, Pantera, Arch Enemy.
Some crap.
No. It's better than anything you listen to. All you listen to is folk and acapella. You're not really in a position to judge.
I also listen to podcasts.
Oh, you haven't given me the MP3 CD of Queen and Abbey Road yet.
I would never distribute music.
No, I mean...
The one that I bought for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't given
me
those. You're right. Paying you nothing. You're Jewish. You have enough money already.
I'm cheap.
You still have enough money. I'm cheaper. I'm Indian.
Indian.
That's right.
So,
anyway, so...
I had stuff to talk about.
Yeah, this week's been kind of annoying.
Oh, you forget.
Burn. So, basically, whenever I was free to do a pod... No! What do you mean I wasn't free Saturday? You weren't free Saturday.
I didn't say Saturday. I said last night.
Oh. Last night I was doing an outline.
Because you blew it off on Saturday.
No, because on Saturday I was doing my bill, which was due Monday.
Which you had...
No, you have nothing to say! That's right.
My bill's done. And in.
It's my
the
bill's
draft
done
is done
as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
My draft is done in...
What's
in
yours for that?
4 years. I...
When was yours too? Turned in?
Monday.
Guess what? I turned in on Tuesday.
I know.
Tuesday.
I know.
Tuesday. Okay, let's go. Let's get involved.
Ulele wah!
Ulele wah! Okay, so
anyway,
bill is about?
My bill is... I basically... Do you know what biofarming is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's farming using science.
That's good.
It's like bioengineering with farming.
Not really. You like...
In terms of methods, yes.
No, you bioengineer
you
plants or animals to produce the pharmaceuticals you want.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's what biofarming is.
But I'm halfway there.
Basically, the problem is these biofarming corporations, when they're making crops like corn, they basically like put stuff like, you can have an AIDS vaccine in your breakfast cereal or something like that. You know, made from corn or wheat or whatever.
Yeah, but it's
so
also another
they,
way to grow it and harvest the thing itself.
No.
It's
no,
not
it
just
isn't.
Integrating it in.
Look, do you want me to find the definition for you and prove to you that I'm right? Because I did a bill on it.
I
had to research
everything.
It. So, okay, so I basically, what I did was, the USDA had some restrictions on where you can do it, because a lot of things were being contaminated by it, but I made them stricter. And
which, you're making it harder for biofarmers.
No.
Making it more difficult for
yes.
Joe Blow to go build his biofarm.
Yes, because I don't want normal crops contaminated.
On the little man.
No, it's not on the little man.
This
it's on the
oppression.
Big corporations.
This is oppression.
This is oppression of big corporations.
Well,
I'm following in the proud footsteps of Theodore Roosevelt.
Roosevelt?
Yes.
Roosevelt?
I'm not going to say Roosevelt like you
like his name
educated
is?
Americans.
I'm not rude.
That's right. I just alienated all of our listeners, and I don't care.
Oh, we got some Canadians.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Canadian.
Those. We got
You're, no, Canadia.
Canadia.
Canadians.
Yeah, so anyways, we have another member of our Frapper.
Sure.
Mr. X. Like the Homer Simpson
movie. Yes, I've seen that episode.
Okay.
It's a
I was wondering
episode.
If he was referencing that or not.
He probably was.
Probably was. Probably in good taste. Yeah.
God.
So yeah, sign up on our Frapper site, you guys.
You realize I wasn't done, and now I have no idea where I was.
You're talking about how you're making it harder for...
Oh, yeah. What was your bill about?
You're taking down the peoples.
What was your bill about?
Mine? It's terribly interesting.
It sure was.
Basically, it was a method... I don't play music when you're playing guitar.
You don't play music when I'm playing guitar?
When you're talking.
That's because you can play guitar.
Fine, I'll start beatboxing every time.
I can still go over you.
Whatever. You just interrupt my train of thought. I'm too ADD to do this.
What was your bill?
My bill... Just...
What?
I can't think when you play music.
You can't think when I do anything. You're incapable of thinking.
Yeah. Okay. So, my bill is about... Basically, it's a grant. It sets up grants for states that automatically register...
Oh, yeah.
All
told me
people
that.
Of eligible age. So that way, more people, everyone who can vote will be registered, and it'll increase voter participation.
Do you know how much work that'll be?
Very little. Yeah. Basically, all you'll have to do is everyone. When you turn 18, your driver's license changes. All they do is add that, and then bam. That's all they can go through that. They can go through so many different methods, which are not discussed in my bill. It's also under an agency, so you could set up. It's basically replacing the election EAC, whatever that is, election. Oh god.
What?
This is painful. You're just playing music.
Yeah, it sounds better than whatever you're talking about.
So I had stuff to talk about, you made me forget it again. Thanks a lot. Oh yeah. I had stuff to talk about on eBay. But
oh, the 360?
What?
Talk about the 360.
Okay. So actually I have a good story you haven't heard yet. Okay, 360. You guys know this, right? Xbox 360 came out yesterday. So anyways, it was available in stores. People could buy it yesterday. All pre-orders have been canceled. Like, Microsoft's like, you're not letting people pre-order this. So, like, basically no one could pre-order. I think there may have been a couple stores doing it, but mostly not. So my brother really wants to get one. So he sent my mom to Micro Center while he's at school. She gets there before it opens, and there are 8 people in line in front of her. The first 3 people are a... mother, father, and son. The son's probably like 20, so it's not that young. Or maybe younger than that, but whatever. And then there's like whatever makes 8.
Why aren't the
5 other people. So
whatever makes 8.
5 other people. So she sits there, someone comes out and's like, we don't have very many, keep waiting in line. Basically they're like, we can't tell you how many there are, we can't tell you how many there are. And then eventually when the store finally is about to open, they're like, okay, we have 3 of the fancy one, which is the one my brother wants, which is $400. And we have 4 of the regular one, which is $300. And, like, the first person to the counter...
But all 3?
...can get the first one. Like, it's first... It's not people that got there early, people who run to the cash register first. So it's like, yeah, Shop Till You Drop, one of those lame shows. But anyways, so everyone's like, in line's like, this is stupid, this is bull. So they let the first 3 people be the first, you know, they're like, fine, I'm just leaving the first, you guys can get them in order as you want. But the thing is, the first 3 people in line were each going to buy one of the fancy ones.
Why?
And they were going to keep one and sell the other 2. Sleazy, huh?
a bit. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I'd do it, but it's sleazy. But they're capitalizing on the fact that Microsoft's being a jerk. So, anyways, my mom called some other places. A little quieter. My mom called some other places. Sears got two of them. So, like, all these stores had, like, one or two. Or seven. Had to add three and four there for a second.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So there were not a lot of them. There were so a ton of people just bought everything they could get their hands on and are selling them on eBay.
Stick.
So they were selling yesterday. I haven't looked today.
I just realized my printer's on. I need to
turn
it on.
They were selling at an average of about $1,000. So people are raking it in on these things.
I don't understand why people are buying it on eBay. They can just like wait a little while.
Yeah, well, people don't like to wait.
That's the American philosophy.
That's instant gratification. That's America. Yeah, that's right. So anyways, the next thing, I have three things for eBay. The next one's, you won't like, but then the one after that's really good. So, any of you people who listen to Dondrew, which obviously
oh,
we
that thing! Oh, God! But
they're having a...
Why are you talking about
I
them?
I want to talk about how much
I
money
I forbidden
they're
you.
Did you see how much money they
I forbidden
fine,
you.
Fine, anyways, they're having an auction. They've already made three.
No, you can talk
right?
about it.
Well, fine, they're auctioning a weekend with them on an island somewhere. Like, somewhere. I don't know. Ghost Island? Whatever the island. Some island. Anyways... It's already up to $3,000. Bid started at $50. Someone's paying $3,000 to go with them.
That's so incredibly
it's probably gonna
sad.
Go, my guess is it's going to go up to $5,000, because it ends on Thursday, Friday. And it's going to, like, shoot up on the last day. I just know. So anyways, yeah, that's cool. And then the last thing was the one that you're going to get. Well, you might get it. But I don't know. You might not care. You generally don't. But anyways, the National Zoo is selling, gave out tickets online. To come see the panda. Can you turn it down? It's so loud. And what's that from?
It's Hall of the Mountain King.
From?
From Hall of the Mountain King. It's a composition.
What's it seen in?
As no,
seen
no.
in?
As seen in? It's performance live. By whoever composed it.
Well, if you guys remember and know what it's from, for like normal people, you can tell me.
Well, I'll turn it up so you can hear it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, you get the gist.
Yeah, you guys do get the gist. I've been getting the gist all day. So anyways, that's funny.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't really. Okay, anyways, so they're giving out these tickets online. They sold out within 2 hours because, for some reason, everyone in this area is obsessed with pandas.
Oh, right.
They're like, oh, baby panda. I'm going to spend hours in waiting in line to go see it. Yeah, well, you're retarded. Everyone loves pandas. I don't know why.
I can't stand pandas.
Everyone,
all they do is eat bamboo shoots.
I don't really have a panda.
Eucalyptus trees.
Have you heard the song Die Pandas? Oh, it's so funny. You like it. It's Arrogant Worms. Or no, it's not. It's on that CD that I have. That I'll let you listen to. So, it's like, die, they must die, the pandas must die. It's like swing. It's hilarious. You like it. So anyways, they sold out in 2 hours on the internet. Then people turned around and are selling them on eBay. Do you want to know how much they're getting? Actually, search, because I want to know how much they're getting right now.
No.
I heard upwards of $100.
You heard
for free tickets.
Like that, because you're crazy.
Let's see. Let's see what they're going
shot
for. I really want to know.
With a shotgun. Long
die,
game.
They must die, the pandas must die.
All through your head.
So there's panda. Panda, panda.
At least I can spell panda.
Panda.
Here.
Free tickets.
212.
Well, I'm surprised there aren't more tickets. Search panda cub.
What do you mean search panda cub?
Well, this right now we see one that's... Three tickets and it's going for $212. But I think I've seen more.
I'm sure it's none of this.
Panda bears. Panda, 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 panda. Die, they must die. The pandas must die. That's a good song. Oh, okay, yeah, I don't see any. I don't care enough. You can search Xbox. Let's see where they go for now. Okay, so I'm sure this is really interesting to listen to, by the way. What else do you want to talk about? I had some other stuff, but then I forgot again.
Fine, I shall talk.
Okay.
Yesterday, I went for my first track and field training for
shot
put.
Wait, I'm sorry. You guys might not have heard.
What's wrong with you?
Continue.
Here, 785.
Whoa, what a deal. Oh, but see, that's the crappy one. I'm talking about the cool ones. The premium. Maybe, oh, maybe not the premium. It's called the Elite, maybe? No. Premium, yes. Yeah,
that's 600.
That's the bid. The current bid. Oh, it ends in 1 minute, so actually that's a good deal. So yeah, fine, 600, whatever. It's still way too much. Still not fair. Not fair. I want some money. I want give me money.
Okay. So you think shot put would consist of throwing shots about. Because that's what it's in, shot put. That's what they're called.
You throw the shot puts. The puts of shot. You
put I can do it. Fine. I'll call it whatever I want.
Go ahead.
If you can do it better than
continue.
I can,
okay,
then
fine.
You can't. No, you can't. It doesn't matter if I get one. You can't.
I bet you I can.
No, you can't. Anyway, I thought it'd be like a couple of warm-ups and then throwing that ball around. It isn't. They made me run. They made me run some more. I had to lift my knees and run. I had to kick my heels on my butt and run.
Kick your heels up and run.
I had to do all sorts of funky stuff, which involved running.
Yeah, that's why
and
I don't
then
do
we
sports,
threw a little,
you always have to run.
Then we threw a little, and then we ran some more.
Wait, who's the coach?
Frankel or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So right now my shins are killing me.
Yeah, I can't run.
The top of my thigh is right here. It's my quads are killing me.
So why are you even doing that? Why are you submitting yourself to that? Be like, okay, I'll throw the shot put if you guys want me to. Otherwise, bye. I'm not running.
Yeah, but they'll be like, yeah, sure, go ahead. No, apparently they have this exercise where you run up and down the bleachers.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
I hate it.
I'll be like running, I'll be up halfway, then I'll be like, there's no way I'm doing this, and I'll just fall backwards and take everyone else with me. Because there's no way I'm doing that.
Crush the bleachers.
On Saturday morning, I have to go and work out in the gym for 2 hours.
Why?
Because that's when the gym training is.
So it sucks. That's why I'm not involved in those kind of activities.
You're not involved in those kind of activities is because you can't do anything in any of those activities.
What are you talking about?
I can do shot put and disc because that's why I'm there. What can you do?
I dominate shot put and disc.
Yeah, right!
Wait, we'll have to have a face-off, by the way. Wait, discus? That's like, you throw it like that, right?
No, you throw it...
Well, like this. Same thing. Oddly. You throw it oddly. You gotta play some Ultimate Frisbee. Ultimate's awesome, by the way.
Well, when you did play Ultimate Frisbee, you didn't invite me, so... Whose fault is...
Okay, so anyways, yeah. Oh, okay, so going over to my grandfather's house, we can talk about that. He wants me to look at his computer. He said you can come. He likes you.
Whose fault is that?
Really lame.
Whose fault is that it's yours?
Sounds so Chinese.
I'm sure that hasn't offended any of our listeners. Oh, okay, here's the point, actually. That annoys me a lot.
What?
When people get angry on other people's behalf.
Like you just did? No, you didn't.
I did. It annoys me so much.
Oh, you know, some of us... Well, okay.
Like,
continue.
If someone makes fun of me for being brown, I can deal with them. I don't need another white person going, no,
see,
should call him brown. It's offensive to his race. They may be inferior, but that doesn't mean you should call him brown.
I know, that's basically what it's like, though. If they're stepping in for you.
True,
in
very
fact,
true.
That's what they're saying. Like, he can't say, what, you stole a candle from an honor society?
No, they gave it to
me.
No,
you're supposed to give them back.
No one ever said that.
Oh, my God.